news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Another day, another bombshell report about Donald Trump. This time, the New York Times is reporting that Donald Trump ordered his then-chief of staff, John Kelly, to give his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a top-secret security clearance, despite serious concerns flagged by top officials. CNN has the story.
Keep in mind that he did this, even though intelligence officials and the top White House lawyer said that he shouldn't. It alarmed the then chief of staff, John Kelly, so much that he wrote an internal memo. And the memo was about how he had been, quote, ordered, this was the word that he used, to give Kushner the top secret clearance. Then the White House counsel, Don McGahn, also wrote a memo detailing all the concerns that had been raised about giving Kushner the security clearance. But then, on top of it appears he lied about it. Here he is just last month, and his daughter echoing what he said just a couple weeks ago.
You tell General Kelly or anyone else in the White House to overrule security officials, the career...
No, I don't think I have the authority to do that. I'm not sure I do, but I wouldn't do it. Jared's a good... I was never involved with the security. I know that he, you know, just from reading, I know that there was... issues back and forth about security for numerous people, actually. But I don't want to get involved in that stuff.
The president had no involvement pertaining to my clearance or my husband's clearance.
One of the New York Times reporters who broke the story, Matt Rosenberg, has more.
What we were told is that, you know, Jared had numerous problems. They went back to the very beginning of the administration. Finally, last year, the president said give him a security clearance and that John Kelly understood it to be an order. He wrote a memo about it at that time. Yeah. In addition, Don McGahn, the White House counsel, wrote a memo outlining kind of the issues here. And yet, because the president definitely does have the authority to order somebody to be given a clearance, Mr. Kushner and Ivanka Trump both got their clearances.
Michael Cohen wrapped up his 3 days of testimony on Capitol Hill Thursday after 7 hours in front of the House Intelligence Committee. He emerged from the hearing telling the press he'd be back Wednesday for yet another round of questioning. While most eyes were focused on the Michael Cohen hearings and the summit in Vietnam between Trump and Kim Jong-un, tensions heated up between the two nuclear powers of India and Pakistan this week. New York Times' Nicholas Kristof explains what's happening there.
The real risk of nuclear war in the last week did not involve North Korea. It involved India and Pakistan. And there was an incident in which a Pakistani terrorist group, Jaish-e Mohammed, blew up a bus with 40 paramilitaries in India and Kashmir that started hostilities that began escalating. And India is facing an election soon, so the prime minister was under great pressure. He then had airstrikes on Pakistan. We have two countries with nuclear weapons pointed at each other. When people do war games, they very quickly escalate into actually using those warheads. But today there's actually progress. Prime Minister Imran Khan of Pakistan has promised to release the Indian pilot who was shot down. And I think that that is actually going to be a way to de-escalate this. I think a lot of people were really concerned that this was just going to escalate and escalate and could be very, very scary. And I think now we can foresee a path out of this, you know, but with a caveat that it is still absolutely outrageous for Pakistan to provide a base for groups like Jaish-e Mohammed that engage in these kind of terrorist activities.
For the second day in a row, on Thursday, the House passed legislation toughening the background check system for gun purchases. The bill, approved on a largely party-line vote of 228 to 198, would increase from 3 days to at least 10, the number of days a seller has to wait for a response from the system before transferring a firearm. But like the bill the House passed on Wednesday to extend background checks to private transactions at gun shows and over the internet, Thursday's bill is unlikely to be voted on by the Republican-controlled Senate. Trump has threatened to veto both bills if by some chance they reached his desk. Big news out of Israel, where a sitting prime minister can apparently be indicted. NBC has more.
Israel's prime minister appeared to choke up, defending himself against charges he says were cooked up by his enemies. They're spilling my wife's blood. They're persecuting my sons. They brought my family through the seven circles of hell, he said. Just hours earlier, the attorney general announced he plans to indict Netanyahu for fraud, bribery, and breach of trust. Police accused Netanyahu of accepting hundreds of thousands of dollars in gifts, including cigars, champagne, jewelry, and flattering media coverage in exchange for backing legislation to help wealthy businessmen. President Trump, an ardent supporter, defended Netanyahu.
That I can say this, that he's done a great job as prime minister. He's tough, he's smart, he's strong.
But how strong will now be tested with elections in just 40 days.
If the case goes ahead, Netanyahu would be the first sitting Israeli prime minister to be indicted.
And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.